It's Tuesday, September 20th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church is coming up on Sunday, November 6th. Be aware that resources for your church are available from Open Doors and Voice of the Martyrs. We've got special links in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Open Doors reported a 24% increase in martyrdoms year over year for 2021, topping 6,000 martyrs. This is an increase from 2,983 martyrs in 2019 and 1,201 martyrs in 2012. Christians in 55 nations are receiving a high level of persecution. If your church plans to participate through some of the suggested activities, please email me at adam@theworldview.com to let us know what your church plans to do. And now this, the July-August Evangelical Leader Survey, conducted by the National Association of Evangelicals, found that almost half of evangelical leaders have been disinvited, blacklisted, or excluded because of their biblically oriented positions. As just one example, Daniel Henderson, president of Strategic Renewal, told the National Association of Evangelicals, quote, "I served as the primary speaker for an annual event for about 9 years at a major Christian university. Although my ministry remained consistent and my views had not changed at all, my relationship with people outside their doctrinal distinctives caused me to be disinvited," end quote. President Joe Biden told 60 Minutes correspondent Scott Pelley he's a believer in, quote, fate, end quote, and has yet to decide whether he will run in 2024 for re-election.
Sir, are you committed to running again, or are there certain conditions that have to be right?
Look, if I were to say to you, I'm running again, all of a sudden a whole range of things come into play that I have requirements I have to change and move and do.
In terms of election laws.
In terms of election laws. And it's much too early to make that kind of decision. I'm a great respecter of fate. And so what I'm doing is I'm doing my job. I'm going to do that job. And within the time frame that makes sense after this next election cycle here, going into next year, make a judgment of what to do.
You say that it's much too early to make that decision. I take it the decision has not been made in your own head.
Look, my intention, as I said to begin with, is that I would run again. But it's just an intention. But is it a firm decision that I run again? That remains to be seen.
Meanwhile, a recent Harvard Caps Harris poll, shared exclusively with The Hill, found that 67% of Americans oppose a possible Biden re-election bid, and 57% oppose Donald Trump running in 2024. But Daniel 2 verses 20 to 21 does not attribute any of this to fate. Listen, Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings." California's real estate market is taking a major hit, reports WolfStreet.com. San Francisco's bubble has burst with a 21% decline on peak prices, and San Diego County is 9% off peak. But U.S. retail sales are still up by an astounding 9.1% year over year and 31.1% over August of 2019. Meanwhile, credit card debt surged by 14%. That's the largest surge in credit card debt since 1999. WalletHub released the states with the highest average credit card debt. They include Alaska, Colorado, Connecticut, Georgia, Hawaii, Maryland, New Jersey, Texas, Utah, and Virginia. Bitcoin is back down to $19,000 and change. That's a $3,000 drop over the week. Disturbing news from the Golden State. California is funding pro-abortion billboards in pro-life states, reports LiveAction.org. So far, the pro-abortion state has spent $10 million of state funds on advertisements in Indiana, Mississippi, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, and Texas. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom is inviting mothers from pro-life states to kill their children in California. The state allocated $100 million to the deadly cause. On Monday, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld a Texas law that curtails the prerogative of social media outlets to censor expressions of free speech, and it's sending shockwaves across the nation, reports Fox News. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton claimed on Twitter that it is a, quote, massive victory for the Constitution and freedom of speech, end quote. Federal Judge Andrew Oldham wrote in his decision that the social media platforms were insisting on, quote, a rather odd inversion of the First Amendment, end quote. He said, quote, today we reject the idea that corporations have a freewheeling First Amendment right to censor what people say, end quote. However, the 11th Federal Circuit Court recently ruled just the opposite. It's called a, quote, circuit split, end quote, that will have to be resolved at the U.S. Supreme Court. And finally, England's longest reigning monarch was laid to rest yesterday in St. George's Chapel in Windsor, reports the New York Post. Queen Elizabeth II's funeral, which was attended by 2,000 guests, including 500 kings and queens, prime ministers and presidents, included much scripture. Among the cited Bible verses were Job 19, 25 to 27, and John 11, 25 to 26, where Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. In addition, the congregation sang Psalm 23, and love divine all loves excelling. And Archbishop Justin Welby read from 1 Corinthians 15, verses 20 to 26 and 53, Psalm 42, and John 14, verses 1 through 6. In a six-minute sermon, Archbishop Welby made this remark.
Christ rose from the dead and offers life to all, abundant life now and life with God in eternity.
And that's The Worldview on this Tuesday, September 20th, in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.